We have a Vulcan and we have some breweries. This is Birmingham and we are the Bips.
Good job. Thank you. Whenever you're ready. We're just doing some ASMR.
Yeah, we're trying.
This episode.
How did you do it last time? What did you say?
We're recording.
We're recording. And guess what? We're recording.
Okay, great. Hey, y'all. How's it going? Hope you're having a wonderful day.
It's Thursday.
Welcome.
When we're recording this, yeah.
To we're probably coming out. I'm so sorry.
Oh, what it's happened?
Fine. Rip the ukulele.
It's okay.
We actually just recorded our theme song, which you may or may not have heard in the beginning of this podcast.
Yeah, God, I hope you did.
They're going.
But the question is, which version did they hear?
That's me, the original first.
Okay.
We recorded a country version. We did a Halsey version. Kind We've got a whole range of.
It was more Macy.
It's going to be fabulous.
I'm sorry. Also, don't we sound better?
Yeah, we do, because we're not on a phone anymore. This podcast is indirectly sponsored by my boss, who actually hates being called a boss, but, like, that's what he is. Nick, we are starting a podcast at work, and we bought this, like, really fancy equipment for it, and he was like, yeah, if you want to use our microphones, and I was like, are you sure? And he was like, yeah, sure, and I was like, okay, so... This sounds much better than a phone.
Gracious. Giant thank you to Nick, who markets.
And
I guess
podcasts.
One could call him a marketer or a podcaster. For any of your marketing and podcasting needs.
But no, he's great. I'm so excited that we get to use this equipment. It's much better than a phone, even though we were sounding great on the phone.
I'm not really gonna...
Surprisingly, yeah.
But
yeah.
Guess what? We're still in the closet.
You know.
Yeah, we haven't upgraded to a different space yet.
No. No, Raven, we're not going to sing that song. It's not a very good song to sing on
Copyright.
A podcast.
We did it.
So, I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Raven. Hey.
I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Hannah. This is your first time listening. This is all of us. We only have one other episode, so you should probably go listen to that one, too, to give you a little bit more insight on... who the heck we are, but this episode is going to be more of an origin story, because we realized the last time we didn't really explain how we know each other. We just started talking about our round tables and how we want to be killed by unicorns
or not killed by
yeah,
or that's diagrams, things yeah. that people can relate to,
yeah. And after we were like,
we tried,
you'll be murdered by unicorn and explode into glitter or confetti
or a ripper
or God, this is like
was a ripper.
Beginning of the Netflix shows where it's like, on the last episode, we're literally doing it for you right now. So
and they start without you like pressing play, and you just like scroll down. It's like do do do. Anyways,
yes,
yeah.
But after we were done, we were like, oh, you know, we didn't really talk about how we know each other. We just assumed that the people that were listening were our friends, and they already knew how we knew each other.
Yeah. And by our friends. Each other.
Yes.
Yeah, it turns out we have more than four listeners, you guys. So it's not just us.
Y'all are pretty dope.
Which is really cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, so nice. Thank you, everyone that's listened. So we're going to talk about our origin story.
Yeah.
The origin of the species.
If you will.
And it truly does start with you and Kelsey.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It does. So,
hey, Reese. Oh, my God, hi.
You want to come talk to the audience?
Oh, she does.
I hope that picked up.
I really hope they can hear her singing.
She's got the sweetest little meow.
I'm going to get her in here. Y'all start those stories and I'm going to get her.
Okay. Well, Kelsey, do you want to start her off?
Yeah, sure. So I met Elizabeth in May of 2011. I was a senior in high school and she was a freshman in college. We both went to Jacksonville State University. In Jacksonville, Alabama, for those of you non-Alabama folk.
Go Gamecocks!
And it was audition weekend for the Marching Southerners Color Guard, Blow Southerners.
Below Southerner.
Spoiler alert, that's how we all know each other. But I needed somewhere to sleep over, and the person that I knew, she only lived in a dorm, but she was like, hey, I have a really good friend who I marched with last year who has an apartment. She'll open it up to us if you just bring your own air mattress.
Plot twist, it was me.
And so we did the whole Friday night audition portion, and then we went back to Elizabeth's apartment. We made snacks and watched what was it called? Never Say Never.
Never Say Never. I do
believe. Justin Bieber music doc.
No, okay. Oh. We were talking about this earlier, I thought you meant Justin I thought you said Justin Timberlake.
Oh no, that would make way more sense.
This is much worse.
This is much worse. But I feel the need to say it was not my fault we watched it.
No, I don't know.
I don't remember how, but there were other people. Like, it was not just me and Kelsey hanging out.
No.
Like, it was like a whole bunch of
well,
us.
Well, I don't know if we should name drop, because honestly, I don't remember.
I don't remember. Like, I really don't
but
remember.
But it just, she lived with one other person, and I knew one other person, and then there were like three other people in the apartment. If you
and somehow Justin Bieber was also there.
Yes.
And he was like, baby, 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 whoa.
So that was, it.
That
was
anyways, so like great, wonderful.
I
we
pledge
did the...
to make better jokes than that.
You don't though, and that's okay. We expect this.
Yeah,
from
you're
you.
Right. I don't. We're always gonna be this bad, guys.
Always, every day. And you know, you just gotta shake your head. What is she doing? I want you guys to know, Reese is upside down.
Okay, Reese.
In this closet.
She just likes cuddles. She doesn't care.
She truly does.
So anyway, yeah, back on track. I'm sorry. This cat is very distracting. Yeah, we watched a documentary. We got our worlds rocked at a color guard audition.
That was a hard audition.
Like it was 2 days, right?
It was 2 days.
Can we love them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you've ever been to like a drum corps camp or a
marching
Southerners color guard audition with Rodney, like... Goodness gracious.
It was a lot harder than expected, especially coming from a high school that never tossed a 45. For those of you, it's a flag that's going on a 45-degree angle, coming out of your hand above your head, and you might not see it.
You were captain 2011, right?
No.
No. 2012 was the first year. 2011 I was, but a lowly lost little girl trying to spin her. Airblade. On the 45.
Oh, that is correct. Airblades were vetoed after that year.
Yeah. So when Elizabeth and I became friends, it was a really good time for just like reevaluating previous friendships and just like knowing who your people are and discovering who your people are and spending the time with those people with like the same kind of energies.
Yeah. Like, the ages of, like, 18, 19, 20...
So weird.
...are so developed. Like the person that I was when I graduated high school would not like the person that I am today.
Oh, no.
And the person that I am today would look at the person that I was at 18 and go, oh, that poor little girl.
Yeah.
Bless her heart.
Yeah, there's plenty of times where I want to go back and hug 18-year-old me and be like, sister...
You're going to figure it out. Like, it's going
to
be fine.
It's going to be okay.
Me dreamed she could be 27-year-old me.
Hello?
I'm lit.
But I think, like, you're right. It is really cool to meet people along your path
at
that point and feel connected to them. And, like, you know, you have things in common and you want to do things and hang out together. And
I mean, because we both kind of came from small towns.
Yeah.
And we knew of each other through mutual humans. And
right.
It was
band
just,
or whatever.
Yeah. And it was just, like, I think it was solidified that one time we rode around in the Hummer. Listening to Kesha.
I miss the Hummer.
$K$ha. Yes. Before the car that I have now, I drove a black Hummer H3.
R.I.P. Pearl.
Rest in peace, Pearl. And she drove so many places. And, like, I'm always the driver of my friends.
I just liked her.
And it's just part of me being a control freak, and it's part of me... I don't know. I just
still to this day, you're the driver of your friends. We always just get in your car.
Since I turned 15, like my mom will tell you, hi Jane, that like I started driving and I was really nervous to get my permit and it really made me nervous to be on a road like controlling such a big vehicle that could hurt somebody else. And then I got in the car and was like, wait, this is kind of cool. And I just never got out of the car. So
yeah,
lots of memories made in that vehicle.
Oh my god. Yep.
Going places.
Carried so many flags.
Taking equipment and
so many snowflakes.
Props for Southerners and
She lived a good life.
Oh my god, she did.
The Hummer. And then so, Raven.
Right, I was going to say.
When did you come into JSU?
2011,
the same time?
Mm-hmm. I came in 2011 the same year, so we were in the same, of course, like, entering class or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I kind of came in with a bunch of people from my high school, so that mm-hmm. was, like, kind of what I, like, circulated in. And then as relationships changed and things changed that way, I ended up making different friends, but I didn't really get to know either of Kelsey or Elizabeth until me and Kelsey were in the same department. We both mm-hmm. were in broadcast communications, and we had, like, classes together. And nothing really, like, started. Like, I didn't start, like, actual conversations with her besides, like, you know, parties, college parties.
Right, because we connected at Camp Pink. What? Camp Pink?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
love you, Mr.
Camp
Pink. Congratulations on your whatever degree you just got.
Yeah, oh, really.
War Eagle.
Go on.
But also we were dancing on top of chairs because we didn't want anyone around us.
Listen, body heat is a thing. I was sweating too much. Too many people were touching me. If you stand on a chair, not only do you get attention, but you have air.
Right.
And for those that don't know, Camp Pink is like the place where parties are in Jackson, Alabama.
It's also an abandoned shack.
True. You have to pee in the woods because you are not going to pee in those bathrooms.
Oh my God.
That was a good time. So that's how, like, I connected with, you know, Kelsey the most, and then Elizabeth as well. Like, we danced together, but we still didn't, like, talk that much.
Right. Yeah. Well, we also had a radio show.
Yes, we had a whole radio show.
Whoa, throwback.
Oh, my God. So you're basically doing what you did when you were on the radio.
I mean, our radio show is at, like, midnight to 2 a.m., and...
No one listened to us.
No.
Sorry, y'all. I was asleep.
Girl, it's fine.
You tried. But, yeah, so that's how that happened. And then me and Liz, I don't really think me and Liz got close until Center Stage 2014.
Yeah.
It wasn't even, like, super, super close. It was just, like, we have something in common, and now we're around each other more.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. That's how that happened. And then you came in.
Yeah, and I came in 2013.
I didn't even go to college with you.
Yeah. Like, Kelsey and I never knew each other in college. And then I knew Elizabeth because she was the captain. And I remember, like, thinking, like, oh, my God, she's so cool. And
she's so good.
She's so good. She's so talented. And, like,
flash
whatever.
Forward, and you're recording a podcast in her closet.
Who? Oh, if you would have told 18-year-old me that I would live with Elizabeth and also have a podcast with her.
The head captain of the Marching Summoners Color Guard. And you're in her closet.
In her closet. I'm just here
closet.
To tell you, take everybody off the pedestals. We are all like...
If you learn nothing else from today's episode...
It is take all your friends and all the people that you think about off a pedestal, because we are all human beings.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We all got closets to record podcasts in that have way too much crap in them.
No, I think we literally, the majority of us especially, like, from, like, the younger classes... wanted so badly to, like, impress Elizabeth.
Stop.
For sure.
It was insane.
Stop.
I remember
meanwhile,
her, like,
I was
her secretary. I was Kelsey's, like, fielding my calls and, like, trying to order t-shirts and, I mean, like, really, the things that I put Kelsey through.
But I remember you walking around at, like, auditions and stuff and me being like, oh my gosh, like, she's so good and da-da-da.
Little did you know it was just because I didn't want to do another record drop test.
It's fine, me either.
She's watching us and it was like, no, her arms are all so tired.
Yes.
Yeah, and then I marched with Raven, but, like, we weren't close. We, like, sat near each other in the stands and stuff, and it wasn't until... literally the day after graduation, I went to Nicole's house, and you and Elizabeth and Kelsey were there. And I Kelsey knew that I had the job already, I think.
Yeah, because I was friends with your coworker.
Yes. Yeah. And then, because I'd gotten a job in Birmingham.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth was making pancakes at Nicole's stove, and she said, so what are you doing now that you graduated? And I was sitting on Nicole's couch, and I went, I got a job in Birmingham. And Elizabeth was like, oh? And she was like, where are you living? And I was like, I don't really know yet, because I had no clue. Like, I had looked at a few places, and, like, I wasn't planning on moving for a few more months.
Yeah.
But Elizabeth was like, well, my roommate is getting married in June, and I need someone else to move in. So if you want to move in, you can. I was like, sure. So I decided to move in with Elizabeth the day after I graduated college.
It was sick.
Yeah, and I remember going into it and being like, oh, gosh, like, we weren't, like, super close in college. And I was like, I've lived with the same person in college my whole time. And I was like, how do you do, like, a whole other roommate situation? But it's been great.
I remember specifically, like, when you said that Hannah was moving in, I was like, oh, she's such a sweetheart. Like, I love Hannah. I was like, we weren't super close, but, like, she's so great. But,
yes,
yeah,
continue to build up my ego.
Elizabeth was older. Kelsey had never met her, really, like, hung out with her. And so, like, I was like, well, I was there around her more, but, like, we weren't super close. So I was like, yeah, like, you have nothing to worry about. Like, Hannah's great. But I was like, how random. Like,
yeah, but I remember the first few times, like, you and I went and did stuff on our own together, I felt so awkward because I was like, I don't really know her besides, like, her being the captain and Nicole being your little, and I was really good friends with Nicole.
Yeah.
But then we formed a magical friendship.
We love Nicole.
Just she's the best.
Shout out.
But, like, we just all started
hanging
out together, and well, then...
And that's the weird thing. I think, like, our relationships with each other happened in Jacksonville, or started in Jacksonville, at least. Yeah. And then our relationships that we have now with each other are so different than those because of the city. Yeah. You know, and I think, Kelsey, you were here first.
Yeah, I moved 5 years ago in 2014. I moved October 1st? Yeah, October 1st, 2014, because I lived... excuse me. I lived in Miami... years previous after I left Jacksonville, and I was like, oh, I'll move to Birmingham, like, there's a brewery there.
A brewery.
Spoiler alert, there's like 40 now.
You know.
And you know, it truly just keeps growing.
Yeah, I love it. Don't ever stop Birmingham.
No, literally. But yeah, I was like, oh, Birmingham's great, but I didn't move until I had a job here because I got nervous.
Oh, yeah.
And so, because I was moving completely, like, different states, and I was like, well, I'm not going to be silly and, you know,
move just, like, to, move out.
Yeah, because I'm from Talladega, and I didn't want to stay in Talladega. I wanted to...
You know, I'm fighting it, right?
Say it. Do it. Do it.
I mean, I was just going to say, Daiga. Oh, but, like, there's other things.
If I had a dollar...
If you're not first, you're last, Ricky Bobby.
If I had a dollar for every Bumble conversation I had, and they're like, ah, old Daiga. Anyway.
Like, yes, that is me, ye old Daiga.
Yes, ye old Daiga.
Ye old Daiga.
I am Miss Ye old Daiga. But anyway, yeah, I moved here 5 years ago. It was very interesting because I didn't know anyone but just, like, one other person. And then maybe, like, a year and a half later, Elizabeth called me and she's like, I'm interviewing for this job. Come sit with me while I put makeup on in a Taco Bell.
Was it really in a Taco
Bell? Yes, because I worked downtown. That was my first, like, big girl job.
I really and truly have the worst memory of anyone. You can ask anybody in this closet right now. Like, I do not remember things. So the fact that I asked you, I'm not surprised that I asked you to come hang out with me and put makeup on, but, like, in a Taco Bell.
I'm not surprised by that. I feel like that's very on brand.
It is. That's what I'm saying. Like, wow.
Yeah. It was in the downtown Taco Bell who denied you at 11 p.m. on a Sunday for a quesadilla.
We're not going to talk about that.
I'm just going to throw this out here. Taco Bell, if you want to bring back the rolled chicken taquitos at any moment, I'm here for you. If you don't, I will start World War III. Get it together.
So you have one of one choice.
You have until midnight.
Y'all just think you should worry about politics out here. You should be worried about Raven and her rage-filled need for rolled chicken tacos. Okay, but, like, they're really good, so that's it.
They are really good.
Sorry. Anyway.
When did you...
I think, like, I interviewed for a job.
Yeah.
And
you got it, like, and you crashed on my couch a whole bunch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, like, I think when I first moved here, like, it wasn't like you and I just jumped back into...
Best friends.
Old. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I mean, you had, like... stuff you were doing and I had stuff I was doing or whatever, and then it just slowly grew back.
Right, because, like, I was going through a pretty big extreme transition. I was like, oh, I'm living on my own now, this is weird, because I had lived with people previous, like, I had two homes previous in my first year here in Birmingham, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna live by myself.
Yes.
And then Elizabeth would trot in and she's like, can I come sleep on your couch?
Hey, I don't want to drive to Gadsden tonight.
Can I sleep on your couch?
Yeah. And listen to the tarantula upstairs that's the size of a Great Dane. Oh, my God. Stomp
you had
around.
A what?
So, I lived in, like, a complex on top of a hill. And my upstairs neighbor, I swear to you, that the dog was the size of a rhinoceros, but had eight legs.
I promise, like, it was, like, one of the hidden scenes from Harry Potter. I promise you, like, this was a mythical beast we did not see in the movie.
Did you actually see it? Like the dog?
I never saw the people.
But you saw the dog?
No, I never saw anything. Oh, I love they were that. Just loud. And so when I moved, I left them a letter. That's just who I am as a person.
Teddy Town.
Hear me out. What if
I
oh, no.
we were wrong?
and they were vampires.
This, right? Like, I want you to know.
This episode is,
and we've mentioned vampires in both of them, and also Harry Potter in both of them.
I know.
Oh, that was, oh God, that was so quick. I'm okay with it.
Listen, they're on our list of episodes.
Spoiler. It is on our list of episodes.
It's a good October situation.
But yeah,
October, honey, it's gonna be the next episode.
We ain't waiting until October.
You're right.
But
you're
we also forgot to mention that you and I lived together.
Oh yeah, we were roommates in college.
Yeah,
we were roommates,
and they were roommates.
Shout out to mine. Rest in peace. TikTok is not the same.
It's so close though.
Don't you hate on TikTok? I send you guys my nightly TikToks. At least three. Every night.
I just think that the comedy that was conveyed
on Vine is better. Yes.
Cannot be conveyed in such a long video.
Yes, and I will stand by that.
It's different. But anyway.
Yeah, y'all got super close because y'all lived together.
Yeah. We lived together and we're like literally inseparable for most of college.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then, I mean, it, like, it's different. Like, you experienced different stuff when you were away and, like, I experienced different stuff when you left, and then, like,
we somehow
kind of growing back,
together,
you know, was really, really cool to, like, find the basically that same friendship after a certain amount of time.
Right. Well, and it also helped that we both worked in downtown.
Yes. And we could get lunch, or I could bring you a scone.
When did you move here, Raven? Because I remember, like, going to the pool the day that you graduated, and you were like, yeah, I'm moving to Birmingham in a few weeks, and da-da-da.
I had my honest to God sets were Atlanta. That was what I was supposed to do. So because Atlanta has more of a radio scene, and I really, really in my heart of hearts thought that I was going to graduate college with my broadcast communications degree and go directly into radio, and like someone was going to love me and be like, wow, she's amazing, and give me my own show. I thought that was what was going to happen. So I tried to get into Atlanta. That didn't happen. Also, I hate Atlanta. Sorry. Not like Atlanta's a bad city. Personally.
Atlanta!
Sorry, I could not.
Adam Levy. It's just because I wasn't comfortable in there. So then I realized that, like, even though I like cities, I don't want to be in, like, a very big city. And I came and hang out. I don't know why I was here. I
just AJR.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. AJR had a concert. That was, like, the
and
first
time we met
them. And we slumber
partied at my house.
And we stayed at Kelsey's, and I came to hang out or whatever. And that was with, like, Nicole. Oh, I like this. I like this. Yes. With
Nicole's in this story everywhere.
Team VA. So I ended up staying, and I realized that, like, I liked kind of how Birmingham was structured and, like, that it was a smaller city that was building.
Yeah.
It wasn't so, like, overpacked. Like, Atlanta made me feel like I was going to die in every day.
Mm-hmm. We're not full.
You know, we're not full. Let's not get full. Don't come here. But I liked Birmingham, so then I started to, like, apply for jobs, and they opened up this place called Bar Taco in Homewood, which was diggity dope, and I closed down, but, you know, it's fine. But I bartended over there, and that's why I moved over here, because I just started kind of seeing where I would get jobs between here and Atlanta, and I got hired in here first. Mm-hmm. So I moved here I just looked up on my Instagram, August 7th, 2017.
I'm so glad that you ended up here.
I love it.
Yeah.
Can I tell you my first memory of you living here? Do you know what I'm about to say?
No.
Okay. It was one night, we had a game night at a friend's house, and I invited you over because it was a couple, and I was like, I was just gotten out of a relationship, so and I was like, oh, I don't want to do, like, a couple thing and maybe a
side note, more. I also had just got out of a relationship.
Yeah. And so, whatever, I invited you over, and we were leaving. No drinks were had.
None.
Just a really good time.
None.
And then we walk outside, and Raven straight up just goes, whoop.
It was so fast. Like,
on the ground, flat, and all I could do was just like,
girl, you good?
I didn't know what, oh my God.
Race just ran out of the closet. We're all fine.
I didn't know what happened at all, but I do realize, right? I realized really quickly that the sidewalks in cities are not as even.
Nope.
And you can't just walk around blind like you can in tiny towns like Jacksonville.
No, no.
Busted my face so many times in the first maybe like a week or so that I lived here. But I ate it so hard and like fell in mud. Side note, I also have a titanium knee. So I think everybody was like nervous that I had died and like took a minute before they like died laughing at me. It's all good. We survived.
But yeah, that was my first memory of you.
It's a good one.
It is a good one.
Like our first, like, actual hangout of you living here.
Yeah.
But and yeah, then, even though I was here for about, I think maybe the first, like, 6 months of me living here, these two just kind of forgot that I lived here. And it's not a bad thing.
Which sounds awful.
It's throw them under the bus. Go ahead. Now's your time.
You were figuring out. But you were figuring out your groove here. We already kind of had a groove.
Right.
And it just.
Yeah. So I lived in an apartment and lived alone. And I was like, well, you know, like if we hang out, we'll hang out, whatever, whatever. But like I wasn't invited as much until like we kind of finally got to know each other a little more.
Yeah.
After, like pool days and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then like things progressed naturally the way they were supposed to. And. Now here we are in a closet.
And the reason I was, like, super involved was because I immediately moved in with Elizabeth. And I was like, well, I don't really have any other friends. And so Kelsey would come over, obviously, because she and Elizabeth were super close. And I was like, well, Kelsey's my friend now. And, like,
I claim you.
And, like, the first time we ever, like, hung out was by ourselves was...
We went thrift shopping.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, Kelsey's really fun. I want to hang out with her. And yeah, and then the first time we all went to, like, dinner and, like, breweries and stuff together.
Yeah.
But, like, what brought us together?
What brought us together?
Was Voodoo Fest. October 26th, 2018. When, like Elizabeth said, she drove the car and we all got in the car and went to New Orleans together. And when I tell you, that was the most fun, besides Bonnaroo,
yeah,
the most fun trip. Right.
It was probably one of the first trips, and we've said it before, that traveling wise there's always like usually like some kind of frustrations or like some people get mad at each other. It was one of the first trips I'd ever had that there was no like little tiffs. Nobody got like frustrated with anybody. We like gave each other space when we needed it, but also we were like around. It was so much
honestly,
fun.
Honestly, the only frustration was that for us coffee drinkers, the Keurig was broken.
Yeah. The Keurig was broken.
And he
broken.
Said he was gonna bring a new one.
And he sure did not. Well,
the house was gorgeous.
But it's fine.
Keurig coffee is meh anyway.
Well, but like...
It was all we had.
It was all we had. It was that or alcohol. And so...
I remember.
And so we drank alcohol.
It's like a lot of Wonderwall.
A lot of Wonderwall.
We have like actual... We should post on the group our Wonderwall cover from Voodoo.
Why not?
For Absolutely. Origin Day.
Oh, okay. But the other thing about Voodoo was the reason that y'all bought the ticket.
Was because, so, was it me? I don't know. I think I sent in, our just, like, random, like, hey, let's grab dinner group chat at that time, was, yo, Childish Gambino is going to be in New Orleans this weekend. Let's spend $175 for 2 days. Let's go. And, of course, like...
We're down
because we're all Gambino fans and we all love New Orleans, except Hannah, that was your first trip,
yeah,
right?
I had never been.
Also, the Arctic Monkeys were going to be there.
Oh, and Elizabeth loves the Arctic Monkeys.
Which is what I freaked out about. But
also,
anyway,
Lizzo was going to be there, which is what I freaked out about. But at this time, Lizzo was not huge yet. So I was like, let's do it. And they're like, we don't care about Lizzo. I mean, we do, but like, we're going because Childish Gambino's going
to
be there.
We listened to fitness a lot at the pool.
But also, Childish Gambino was going
to
be there.
Right, that was my main goal, was to see Childish Gambino, because I, for the longest time, had a bucket list of three people who I wanted to see, and I'd already seen two of the three, and Gambino was last on the list.
Yo.
So we book Airbnb, we get other friends to come with us, because they were also going and just needed somewhere to stay. We figure out, like, our hours with work. Everything is settled.
Settled.
Until... Paid.
2 days.
Thursday morning.
Also known as D-Day.
When Voodoo Fest posted that Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino.
This is really not funny.
He had been on like a whole like festival tour, and he had injured himself at Austin City Limits like months prior, and he was still not fully recovered. When I tell you that I would have been okay with him performing
in a chair. I really wanted it.
Then they replaced him because he couldn't do it.
This is the part. This is the one.
And
is
then
the one.
He was replaced with
Travis Scott.
Which was the most, and this is not the same thing about anyone who's a fan of Travis Scott. Like, if that's your jam, that is your jam. But
we set ourselves up for Gambino.
Yes, for people who are so lit over Gambino, they are very different. And I was so disappointed in their choice of replacement. But we still went, and it was still a great time.
Oh my god, yes.
But was I salty? Yes.
I just feel like that the whole point of like me bringing that part up was like, We made up a song.
And we did make up a song. But even with, like, the headliner, people bought the tickets for not coming and all these things going wrong, like, whatever, we still had so much fun.
Oh, my God. The best fun. Because even that Saturday when Gambino was supposed to perform, we went home early. Yeah. We listened to Odessa, had the time of our lives.
The best time.
Odessa's great.
Wait, was that not the night that we went out and we got in the Uber and he put the lights on?
No, that was the first night.
Okay, gotcha. Party Bob, or whatever his name was.
Party Bob. Shout out to Party Bob, the Uber driver.
Really? Good.
That could be an episode Ubers? All in itself.
Oh, I love that. Oh, we could do it in an Uber.
Oh, God.
But we have to talk about Nashville
and pay for the Uber.
Oh, do we have to talk about Uber?
We have to at some point done. Anyways. It was fantastic trip.
Yeah. And we went home early and, like, we just, like, reeling it back to Taco Bell.
We ate Taco Bell.
Of course we did.
And then went to bed early and then spent Sunday just, like, raging. And then we went to Bourbon Street. Like, it was just such, like, a really good bonding time. Yeah. And, like, actually getting to know each other outside of, like, dinners and pool parties. And...
Yeah.
And I think realizing that we were all... not the same type of person by any means, but we all wanted the same things and we all had the same values and morals and like could go on a trip like that and not get in those little tiffs and those little
or want to be away from each other, because literally we dropped each other off on Sunday and was like, okay, I'll see you later. And then like maybe what, 3 days later we were like, hey!
And it was truly after that that we never let each other go. We were like, hey, do you want to hang out this day and this day and this day and this day? So much so that in January of 2019, we booked tickets to go to Bonnaroo.
But listen, there also is a preface to this. Because we were so disappointed in Childish Gambino not being at Voodoo, Kelsey noticed, because she is a Donald Glover stalker, that he was going to be at Bonnaroo the literal second they announced it. So once that happened, we were like, why not take another trip together? One, because we had the time of our lives. Mm-hmm. For like people who, we were close, but we weren't like close enough to ever like take a long trip with that many people, you know?
Yeah. So successful. It was camping and like all that stuff that's added into it. And we're like, oh God, this is way different.
Right.
So we planned to do Bonnaroo, which yet again, our friend Nicole and some other friends, we like planned on the trip together. And when I say... Bonnaroo 2019 changed my life because of not just how great it was in general, but because of the company and like having the right group of people to spend it with. Ugh.
And that is when you became Max's godmother as well.
And your best friend.
And my best friend.
We finally get to the point where me and Hannah got close.
Yes.
All these stories were for a reason, folks.
Yes.
So Raven and
I'm
like...
glad you're hanging in there.
Hello.
Raven and I obviously knew each other before, but like we had never like spent a whole lot of time like by ourselves, like alone. So, the night before we were going to Bonnaroo, we're trying to pack Elizabeth's car because for some reason we thought, like,
we really thought
five people food, and all this
luggage,
stuff.
Pots, gear,
yeah, tents, all of it could fit in her car. And so I remember I was inside and I heard somebody be like, I think they were just talking about how like it wasn't going to work. And Elizabeth walked in and I was like, we're taking my car, right? And she was like, yeah. So we bought a car pass.
Meanwhile, but... I'm outside crying because it's midnight and I'm trying to pack this car.
Say, there was way more chaos surrounding it, but we're making it sound like it was so okay.
Oh, I was inside away from the chaos because I knew it was chaotic outside. And I was like, I'm not about to put myself into this.
If we just put the cots on top of the car, we could fit our
room. As a 9, it was my worst nightmare, but everything was fine at the end of all this.
But because we bought a car pass the night before we were supposed to leave, that meant that we had to go pick it up and
will call.
And if I ever hear the word will call ever again, I don't know what I'm gonna do. We're gonna have to
ending it.
I'm gonna rage. So Raven and I were like, you know what, it's fine, we'll take Kevin, which Kevin is my car, and we'll go get the car pass, it'll be fine. Raven and I left Birmingham at 11
o'clock in the afternoon.
We left at like 11, drove to Jacksonville to drop Max, who's my dog, off with our friend who's gonna watch him. Then we made our journey to
Will Call,
which
in
is
Manchester,
like
Tennessee.
In Manchester, Tennessee. Raven and I get in this line. One of the exits was closed, and I was like, oh man, this line is so long, but like this is the only way we'll get to Will Call.
Yeah.
It was the longest line.
Such a long line just to get to Will Call. So then we, like, get to Will Call.
Oh, no. You're missing one part. We get to the exit, And then we realized that we were in line for 3 hours for no reason.
There was a whole, like, side off.
Almost peed in a McDonald's cup, but I couldn't unclench.
Listen, I had to pee amongst the squirrels and the chipmunks. I told you to go in the woods, and she refused. So I said, pee in the cup. It's empty. And she was like, I got it. So I'm like, I'm going to turn sideways and just let her pee. And she literally, like, as I'm, like, sitting there, like, it's going to be fine, Hannah. You can do this. She's like, no, no.
I couldn't. No. I couldn't unclench. I couldn't. It wasn't going to happen. But I also wanted to pee in the cup for the story, if nothing else.
The story of you not unclenching is a better story.
Also, we've heard this story so many times, and we act like it's the first time.
Hannah, you just remember everything.
It was true.
I literally, like, turned up the music so I wouldn't have to hear her pee.
I have a great memory.
Also, let's just, I want to take a moment to, like, the men, be grateful.
Yes.
That's all I'll say on that.
Raven and I sat in this will call line, what we thought was a will call line, for 3 hours.
Almost four.
We were there until like 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we got there at like 1, I want to say.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth and Kelsey were meeting Nicole, which her and her boyfriend Aaron came, and they're Team Virginia, which is what we're just going to call them for this Bonnaroo segment. And so they were meeting them in Chattanooga to come up, and they were going to meet me and Raven.
Yeah.
So we get to the front of the exit, and we realize that the line is turning right, which is to go to camp.
Yeah.
We could have gone past the line and turned left.
So once we finally met up with our friends so that we could get together and camp next to each other, all together, me and Hannah, this is why we're best friends. If she gets married, I'm everything in her wedding. Her wife, her husband, her best friend, her mother, her father. It doesn't matter. I'm Max at this point. It's because we were in line a cumulative of 18, I believe, hours.
Oh my God.
It was so
the Bonnaroo
long. Like, there's video, which we will post on our Instagram stories, of which, when you watch the videos, it looks like we're moving because all the cars beside us are moving, but we're, like, having a panic attack. Like, we thought we were going to die there. There were points where I looked at Raven and I was like, Raven, we're not going to make it because I'm going to drive the car into the woods. What was that place? Run fast. There was some sign that was like,
we were going to leave.
We were done. We had listened to Hannah Montana. We had listened to High School Musical.
All of Disney Radio.
We had danced to the Cheetah Girls, Camp Rock, the Jonas Brothers. We listened to it all.
It was some weird camp.
Oh, God.
I want to, in my head, because of what Jacksonville is doing, I want to say it was like Red Rooster, Funtime Eatery. It was not. But it was very similarly named. And we were like, we're just going to go there.
Like, we're not so going close. There. I was like, we have food. We have snacks. We have drinks. We have everything we need, Raven. Let's just leave.
Yeah, you guys had all the snacks.
We did have all the snacks.
Yeah, you guys were the food car.
We were the camp car.
Raven and I went through six bags
of chips before we even got to camp.
Family-sized bags.
You deserved every one of those crumbs in a chip bag.
So next year, Raven and I already know, we're ordering a car pass early because we're not doing it again. I think we still need to order it. This is a note to us when I'm editing this. We need to
order the car pass.
So we dodged to this guy.
Everybody, 1, 2, 3...
Order the car pass. As much as I want to spend a lot of time with Raven in the car, we're going to spend a lot of time in the car anyways. Yeah. We don't need to spend 12 extra hours.
No.
Yeah. So that's how Raven and I became super close, and now we're best friends.
But all in all, after Voodoo, Bonnaroo was another solidifying event. Yeah. Like,
agreed.
Spending time in the heat and, like, all day, every day, when, one, Kelsey needed to get her wisdom teeth out, so she was in pain.
Oh, yeah.
My idiot behind was way too lit for Childish Gambino and, like, almost broke my ankle and, like, was dying. Like, we were all just exhausted. Hannah literally at one point was like, I'm so tired. Like,
On Sunday, we were under that tent and y'all were getting food or whatever. And I was so hot because Sunday was the hottest day. I was like, y'all just go on without me. Like, I'll just stay here. I'll catch up later.
But you know.
Yes.
Literally.
But you know what was so great and something to look forward to every single morning? The Church of Lynn.
The Church of Lynn.
Great. celebrated.
Do you want to explain what the Church of Lynn is? Or was? Yeah. Is? It still exists.
The Church of Lynn is basically where I began every morning with my pajamas and my bathrobe in the tent camp area. And Nicole's boyfriend, Aaron, would make us breakfast, mm-hmm. usually our pre-frozen breakfast burritos that we had already made to bring. He would heat those over a camp stove and make us a coffee that was delicious. And then I would crack open my book written by Lin-Manuel Miranda. Actually, it's a collection of his tweets that he did not want to publish because he wanted everybody to be able to access them for free, because he was like, why do you guys want this? But literally all of us were
wanted it.
Excuse me, we want you to publish this book. And so he published a book of his good morning, good night tweets. Mm-hmm. And he tweets one in the morning, or used to, that was like, good morning. And then it would say something inspirational for the day. Mm-hmm. And then he would tweet one that night that said, good night. And then it was wrapping up the same kind of thing. So every morning I would choose one from the book and I would crack out my microphone. And I would turn up the echo setting all the way, and we would read a tweet from Lynn.
It was mostly
mornings.
Good morning stuff, right?
Yeah,
morning
stuff. Because by the time,
okay, we didn't have time at night.
No, we were so tired. It was like bedtime.
It's like, no,
good night.
Bedtime.
That was the tweet.
Right behind that was like, I'm gonna be back. I'll be gone. And where in the woods? I'll die out there. It was just so fun. But
once we got back from Bonnaroo, everything was still the same as Voodoo. It just made us closer, and Raven became Max's godmother. And
I am Max. I feel like I'm everything to you.
We always talk about band, which is how all this happened to begin with. Yes. Whether or not we all worked, but like, band is shared suffering. You know, like
so I was waiting in a car for 18 hours.
Well, that's really like that's where I'm going with it. Yeah. Like shared suffering, like band, you're in the hot, everything, wearing costumes that you don't like.
Yeah.
No.
That you don't feel good in, like men's Halloween costumes, like whatever it might be. You
I survived
know,
flight since 2012.
You're showing up to like an 8-hour rehearsal and you're literally dying, and like that makes you closer because you're dealing with it together. And then, you know, things like music festivals where you have to sit in a car for 18 hours and not pee in a McDonald's cup. Or, you know, avoid driving off the road to just go to a random.
It almost happened. I'm not joking.
And then we just got to this point where it was like, well, we've like done these successful trips, and we've had, you know, minor trips as well and everything else. But like now it's to the point where I feel, because I personally, out of the group, I feel like I might be the person that needs the most like personal time. But I also feel like I can't go a week without seeing these human beings without like being upset about it.
Sometimes we don't even go days without seeing each other.
Literally, we hung out yesterday
and Monday. But not and Sunday.
And Sunday. And
so we've been better.
But the thing that
Saturday for you and
The thing that I like about this is we don't have to like be out doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like we don't have to like go to music festivals all the time to like feel like we have a friendship. Like we can hang out, like we watch 60 Days In or talk about whatever we need to talk about, or just have like dinner nights together and all that stuff. And that's what I love about this, which is why I think it was so important for us to do a podcast, or not important, but like we were like, oh, we want to do this, where we were literally in O. Henry's on Sunday, and I had created a graphic. That's really cute, Kelsey. I had created a graphic, and we were like, oh, yeah, let's do this. Like, why not? Like, we talk all the time anyways. Might as well.
Yeah.
All that to be said, I feel like this episode is going to be the one that people are either like, ooh, really interested in.
Or they're not going
to. Or they're going to be like, I'm not listening to this anymore. I'm done. So if you're feeling like, oh, man, this is not what I wanted, I get it. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to get our stories out and, like, how we all got here together. And now that you've had the dissertation.
Yeah. And I feel like, also, I want to say, it's really important for people to, like, have friendships like this. Like, if you can find a friendship like this, like, you need to keep it. And
Well, and it's so difficult as...
And I don't.
Yeah, like in your mid to late 20s, like making those kinds of friends, like you've got acquaintances and you've got like your group, whether it be like based off of a hobby or whatever, work. Yeah. It's hard to find like a group of friends that you can call up and say, hey, I've got chicken. Okay, cool. You've got tortillas. Let's have a quesadilla night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like spend 6 hours just like kicking back and shooting the ish.
And good job, Kelsey.
I tried so hard.
We're trying very hard not to curse on this podcast because we want it to be like sort of family friendly.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
bravo.
That was really good.
But yeah, like it's so hard to find those find your people and like in your mid to late 20s.
Yeah.
Like, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that even if they're not with you all the time, or even if you can't see them all the time, or even like different state, whatever, but somebody that will help you deal when life is tough. Because like we've talked about Bonnaroo, we've talked about Voodoo Fest, we talked about all the shows we go on, like our dinner nights and everything. But like not one of our lives is perfect.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Even close to it. Like we...
Y'all, we've had a week, but it's fine.
That are happening right here. I just can't. But like all of our lives, like we have been through some crazy stuff.
Yeah,
you know, and we've either supported each other through it or we have dealt with it on our own.
Yeah, I say we've. I think it's a good thing to think about that we've literally supported each other through it, but we've made sure that like we give each other the information to handle what we need to handle by ourselves. Because, like, as friends, we have to be like, yes, we're here for you, we're going to do it. But, like, by the way, maybe you should do this. And it's like, yes, for you to be able to mentally cope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So I love that. As adults, it's pretty dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Feeling comfortable with people.
Well, and there's no insecurity in this friendship. Because, like, literally, I can hang out with Hannah anytime I want to. Or I can hang out with Raven anytime I want to. Or Elizabeth anytime I want to. But, like, we're all busy gals.
Yeah.
And so, literally, anytime we get to spend together, when we leave, we're like, okay, bye.
Yeah, like, I literally want to have a sleepover all the time.
I know.
We had a sleepover a few weeks ago, and I was like, don't leave.
I'm the luckiest because I've been everyone's roommate.
That's true.
That is very true. That is very true, Raven.
I think a way that people can find friendships like this, just get involved in stuff. Like, don't be afraid to, like, it's like for me, it was different because I moved in with you. Right, but, like, if you don't have a friendship like this and you really want one, like, look up different groups in your area or.
There's great groups in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, a bunch of different junior boards you can look into that help different nonprofits.
Right.
Yeah.
Or hobbies like groups. Dance, rollerblading?
Either or.
Roller skating? Okay. I just thought of Brink, that hit Disney Channel original movie.
Yes, rollerblading.
It was a
classic.
Hit. It was.
There's like art stuff you can do.
Oh, yeah.
Ask your coworker for coffee. Like,
there's like just a professional group for just about everything.
Yes.
I found out there's like a literal kazoo group. That goes around everywhere, and all they do is like.
Okay, guys, we just joined a kazoo group.
She's
goodbye.
Gonna put down the melodica and go to a kazoo.
I was gonna say, I think it's time for me to switch instruments.
They just literally like parade around and like play the kazoo. Like
we're quitting the podcast and we're going to play kazoos. Goodbye.
It's been a great two episodes.
No. But that was a really good rendition of the beginning of the Naked Mole Rat from Kim Possible.
How did we get here?
Well, it happened.
Another Twilight reference.
Or Paramore.
And it wasn't even me.
But it happened in O'Henry's.
It did. Well,
like,
yeah,
this whole
podcast,
thing did. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's what I'm going to let Elizabeth explain. Yes. This whole, we're going to have a segment of the podcast.
We love segments.
And Elizabeth is super passionate about it, which, same.
I'm holding the microphone.
I mean, you don't have to, but this is fine.
Okay, great.
I have to tone down everything about myself while this microphone is so close to me.
Raven just got really quiet. Welcome to the ASMR section of our show.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding. We called ourselves the Beeham Babes or whatever because we all live here. But I think our connection to Birmingham runs deeper. Like, I'm not sure we would have the same friendship if it was a smaller town with less stuff to do and less places to go and meet up and different groups of people and everything. So we're going to start a segment at the end of episodes called Birmingham.
Birmingham.
We didn't have a theme song for it, but now we do.
We'll try to put something together for you for the Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Just like a melodica note, like, I don't know. We'll see. But
it took us 30 30 minutes to get our first jingle.
Hello. 45 for Birmingham.
So long.
And we just want to highlight the different locations around Birmingham where we spend time or we've enjoyed hanging out mm-hmm. or that have been inspirational for us or have held some of our favorite memories in the town. So the first one that we're going to highlight is O. Henry's Coffee Shop.
In Brookwood. Yes. But all of them are great,
yeah. Yeah.
But we started at the Brookwood one.
Yeah, yeah, we were just sitting in the Brookwood one the other day, and very crowded, very popular place. Mm.
Very popular.
If you live in Birmingham, you have an O. Henry's near you somewhere, I feel certain, because there's like a bajillion locations.
Yeah.
Great coffee.
Yeah, Brookwood, mm-hmm. Highland, Homewood. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great coffee. Great iced coffee specifically. Mm-hmm. Delicious. If you have not had the Kaneka sausage and cheese biscuits.
My.
Jesus, Lord be a biscuit. God.
And let him sop you up.
Jesus.
Because, but let it be
a biscuit.
Yeah, but let it be the Kaneka sausage biscuit.
If Jesus was a biscuit.
He'd be a Kaneka sausage biscuit or a pimento cheese biscuit, but we're going to let that go. Continue.
We can keep going. Back to O. Henry's, anyway. But yeah, it's, for me, I think it's just a great place to go hang, and like I've gone to do get work done or, you know.
It's very popular with college students.
Yes, to do studying and to meet up for groups. I feel like there have been mornings where I've woken up super, super early for work and gone by in the mornings, and you have like groups of people doing a devotional together, and there's like a group of like old dudes hanging out in a corner somewhere
playing chess or whatever.
Yeah, it's just, it's a precious, wholesome place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worked there a lot from home.
Yeah,
like a year ago when I was working from home a lot.
Yeah,
I would go to the Brookwood one and just sit and work for like hours. It's also a great first date spot.
And yeah,
it is. I've also been on a first date there too.
On a couple.
I feel like I have awkwardly made up that people are on first dates there. Do you guys ever play the game where you're like,
yes, all the time,
shopper at dinner, and you're like, oh, those people are definitely like, on first date.
We did it a couple of weeks literally ago. Literally did at Jack Brown's. Jack Brown's, yeah.
Well,
but this isn't their spot. We're gonna have one for them later.
Hello.
But no, O. Henry's is great. One of my favorite coffee shops to go to.
And side note, if you're not a coffee human being, because I'm not a big coffee human being, they have like really good, I think it's, they're almost like slushies or like refreshers or something. Ooh. And good God, I think it was a blackberry one I had last time. I was living off of that. So.
They also sell Piper and Leaf tea.
Oh my God, Piper and Leaf tea is so good. But also, this isn't your spot. We'll get you later.
Oh my God. Okay, Birmingham Hanks is not going to be that aggressive.
This is a joyous occasion, Raven.
You do whatever you want. Everybody have a good time.
We love it. But yeah, thanks for listening, I guess.
Like Elizabeth said earlier, this isn't like the normal, like, the laughy one, but we had some funny moments, and it was mainly just to, like, tell you guys who we are and how we know each other and all that stuff.
Learn
so.
The origin of the species.
I don't know. Anyway. I don't know.
Please keep listening.
Please. Yes, it will get better.
We promise.
We just had to get this one out of the way.
Especially because we have a lot of fun things planned for March, especially. Yeah. We had a pretty, if you're still listening at this point, we had a pretty dope meeting this evening before we started recording. And we'll let you guys know more about that. Like the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I feel like we're those YouTubers that are like, well, I'm working on something super secret and I can't tell you. And then they never tell you.
Hold on, wait, I gotta take a deep breath and get ready for it.
Makeup palette.
What are you gonna do? It's not a makeup palette.
Secret Sisters.
Okay. Okay.
Let's get the microphone away from me.
Okay. Bye. Love you. Love you. Bye.